Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Happy Wednesday and happy full moon. Welcome to Journey into Oneness. I am your host, Darlene Soa, coming to you from the peaceful mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. And although the skies are a bit cloudy today, no one is complaining. After months of unusually dry weather here in the mountains, which led to the largest forest fire we've ever experienced, the rains are welcomed by everyone. So everyone is celebrating right now. And there's so much to celebrate. But before we get into today's topic, let's stop just for a few minutes and take some deep cleansing breaths. So close your eyes and just stop what you're doing and breathe in deeply, exhaling all the tension, all the stress. And with another deep breath, breathe in that love, that's circling and filling your entire body. And again, take another deep breath, feeling the peace in every cell, in every organ. And just let go of all else. Just let go. You honor yourself when you take deep breaths, by nurturing not only your body, but the divine within you. So when you feel stressed this holiday season, take a minute or two, nurture yourself with those deep breaths. And boy, at this time, so many people really are stressed in so many ways. One of the things that helps at this particular time is the candle. And we're going to talk a little bit about the candle. And it's really interesting that you see so many of it. So many candles this time of year, not only for lighting up rooms, but it also changes the atmosphere. Candles bring in the fire element, and there is so much power in the flame, whether it's just one candle or the flame of logs burning in the fireplace or an outdoor bonfire. Most of us are easily hypnotized by the flickering light of the flame, ever-changing in both color and form. And there's something deep inside of us that feels this attraction. And perhaps that is because the flame speaks to our soul. It reminds us of the source of all life and that we have a spark, a flame of light that is within us. It reminds us that we are a radiant, ever-flowing, ever-loving light. So it helps us to remember our true identity, our divine essence. And in that remembrance, it brings much peace into our lives. And it also reminds us that we are not alone. We feel the connection, the oneness with Source in a flame. And I think that's the reason why so many people are mesmerized by fire, by that fire element. Now, there's a number of things that you can also do, with a candle to really enhance the effectiveness of bringing more peace and relaxation into your life at this particular time. To begin with, if you really want to get the maximum effect, beeswax candles are best because they are produced by nature. There's no artificial ingredients in them. And the closer you are to mimicking nature, the higher the vibration. So when you want to really maximize what the flame of a candle can do, check into beeswax. On the outside, you can burn a beeswax candle and one that is artificially made with chemicals and has fragrance, and they may look the same. But if you tap into the energy, you can feel the difference. So it, as well as increasing the effectiveness of a candle by beeswax, you can also do what's called dressing the candles. And by dressing, I mean taking essential oils, and again, just like a candle can have a higher vibration if it's natural, essential oils have much higher vibrations than, let's say, a fragrance. You can dress a candle by taking a few drops of, let's say, lavender essential oil, and rub it on the outside of the candle, starting from the top and going down to the middle, and then rub it from the bottom candle and then go up to the middle. And you'll notice that the energy, the vibration of the essential oil that you put onto the candle will be enhanced by the flame of the candle, and in turn will also enhance the flame. It's a beautiful synergistic effect. So again, try it out and notice the difference. You know, stop and be conscious of what it feels like. That's also important in lighting a candle, to take the time to not just automatically light the wick, but to stop and state your intention on what you want the candle to bring to you. This will enhance the effectiveness of what the candle does for the room. The other thing that you can do with a candle right now is a great, great exercise is to practice candle gazing. And candle gazing means take a candle. You could probably also do that with a flame in a fireplace, and focus on the flame and nothing else. If you're like me, I know sometimes I'll be focusing on something and I'll have all these extraneous thoughts coming in and out of my mind. Everything from don't forget to pick up eggs to you got to get gas in the car to I got to buy this special gift. And these thoughts continually feed our mind and we find ourselves losing our concentration. But one way to get rid of that monkey mind, those thoughts, is to practice candle gazing. And you can start by just 1 minute looking at the flame of a candle and think of nothing else. Just looking, observing, feeling the energy of that. And do that for 1 minute. And then do that every day. After a few days, increase it to 2 minutes. And then after a few days, increase it to 3, working your way up to 5 and then 10, even 10 minutes. What you'll notice is that throughout the rest of the day that you will be able to hold your concentration more and quiet the monkey mind. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful talent to have right now when we are so easily distracted with everything outside of us. The other thing that I wanted to mention about this time is it is just so off the charts powerful. We've got just so much going on. We have today is, or yesterday in some parts of the world, is the full moon in Gemini. About a few days ago on the 12th, we entered a gateway, a very high and energetic high point that will extend until at least the winter solstice on the 21st. So we have a heck of a lot of high vibrational energy around us. Then on the 18th of December, we're also going to reach a galactic alignment with our galactic center, a galactic core. And all of these, the full moon, the winter solstice, aligning with the galactic core, it's all offering us an opportunity for growth and expansion. But in order to do that, in order for us to really take advantage of this opportunity and grow and expand, we have to live this time consciously and not be distracted by all the busyness of the holiday season. And nature really helps us with that. I just want to tell you a little story about the bees. As while, at least in the northern hemisphere right now, the winter solstice is going to be beginning on the 21st of December, and that welcomes winter. But for the bees, that day is signaling the beginning of spring. The reason being, bees are highly, highly affected by change in day length. So immediately after the winter solstice, when the hours of daylight start to increase, even if it's just 1 minute at a time, the colony of bees begin to change. The worker bees slowly begin to raise the temperature of the hive from a resting 70 degree Fahrenheit to all the way up to 95 degree here, degree Fahrenheit. And this increase in warmth spurs on the queen to lay eggs, which she then does and nurtures for many weeks to come. Now, to the same extent, when we look upon the summer solstice, which in the northern hemisphere is June 20th or 21st, as the official beginning of summer, for the bee population, it makes the beginning of the end of bee season. So since the days start to get shorter after June 21st, the bees start making preparation for winter. So the brood production drops, hive population tapers off, and winter survival outranks reproduction as the number one priority. So the take-home message in all of this is to forget the labels that we put on our seasons and forget all this business about changing our clocks for daylight savings time. And instead, watch the sun. In the end, it's the change in daylight hours that governs our cycle of life. So at this particular time when the outside world is really trying to distract us, let us remember that this is the time for us to go within, to really focus on our inner world. And we've got some great, great astrology that is helping us at this particular time. As we mentioned before, we had a full moon either yesterday or today, depending on where you are on the planet. And this particular moon, full moon in Gemini, is a super moon. It's 14% larger and 30% brighter than the normal moon. So its effect is magnified on us. It during the full moon, the moon is opposite the sun on the astrological wheel. And so what that means is the sun is illuminating the effects of the moon, and it's bringing out to a greater degree all unresolved emotions. The moon representing our emotions, the feminine aspect, and the sun representing the outer world, the male aspect, the action aspect. Or the time of the full moon, it could also call for balance between our inner world and our outer world, our time to go within and our time to act with on the outside. Now, with this full moon being Gemini and Gemini being ruled by Mercury, it also relates to communication. Gemini is a mental sign as well. So think about as far as communicating thoughts and ideas, as well as your speech. Think of this as Gemini is like a journalist that gathers facts, reports, and reports what he gathers. Very mental. And then at the opposite end, you have the Sun in Sag, which is a philosophical truth-seeking sign. So Sag is all about taking those facts and searching for the meaning of them. And if you want to really get the most out of what this full moon is, look at your chart and see where Sag is on the chart. And this will show you where you need to challenge any old attitudes, theories, and beliefs. And where Gemini is on the chart, it's an opportunity of some area that needs discovering new sources of information in life. So that's only one way that we can take advantage of what's happening right now in the full moon. Know that whenever you just tune into the energy around you, whether you are fully aware of what's happening or not, when you leave the head and get into the heart, that helps you govern more what is important to the soul and what really feeds your soul. It also helps you realize that there's more to us than just the physical, that we are by nature spiritual as well. And sometimes we get so caught up in the outer world that we forget the spiritual aspect of who we are, and that that is our true essence. There's a lot happening in the outer world, but there's a lot happening with this energy on the inner world. We're becoming more and more aware that we are much more than physical beings, and that we have the technology within us, a DNA that allows us to connect to the heavens and allows us to uncover latent talents and to discover more of who we truly are. Now, today we have a very special guest that works with opening us up to our hidden potential, with activating our DNA, and with offering us an opportunity to experience soul channeling. And that guest is Jane Chilks. Jane Chilks is a healer, a soul channel, DNA and Akashic Record practitioner, teacher and author of 4 spiritual books, The Call of an Angel, 12 Steps to Heaven, The New DNA, A Secret Path to Freedom. All are available at Amazon.com. She has over 35 years of experience and presently shares new information and channelings from the Masters for a new earth, peace, harmony, love, and light with all. So, Jane, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're so excited that you're here. It sounds so fascinating, the topics that you are involved in. Can you share with us how you got started on the spiritual path?
Sure. I began in around 1981 in London when I met my first teacher. She was a trance medium, and she took me under her wing for 5 years, and I sat in her group to develop my healing abilities and my, shall I say, psychic abilities. At the same time, though, I was in the fashion world, and I was a fashion designer in London, and I hung out with the famous and was surrounded by full-on ego people. So I was experienced 2 extremes. I was very sensitive within, but I was flamboyant on the outside. And as I was opening up spiritually, I was opening up to be a healer, I was learning to put my ego aside to be more of a pure channel for universal love energy. So my greatest lesson was how the ego gets in the way of spiritual growth and can stunt your personal evolution. So I realized if you're not self-honest about your patterns and behaviors, it really will stop you growing spiritually, that is. So in the end, I left the fashion world and I went on a route of self-discovery, and I learned through my first teacher to open the chakras. And if anyone's beginning to do that, it's really important to attune to the chakras, but also after a meditation or a healing to close them down just for self-protection, because you can be too wide open otherwise if you're not used to it. And over the years after that, I learned how to release many of my past lives and subconscious patternings, and I learned to become a hypnotherapist in the early 90s to really understand how the subconscious works and to give sessions and know how to close the subconscious mind after a session. So I really feel it's important, especially at the beginning and throughout my 35 years, to clear your subconscious and the less than love programs and patterns, and also to keep your chakras running clear through meditating on them, to understand the colors that run through them and the meanings behind them, because they carry negative residue and emotions from your past and present. So it's always good to clear your chakras each day. So they also are linked to the endocrine system and your physical organs, so it keeps you healthy in mind, body, and spirit. And so I do emphasize to help you stay open spiritually and physically healthy to work on clearing your chakras. And I still work with them after 35 years. I do now work with the higher ones, above the crown. There are at least 5 more chakras above the crown which lead to your God self. So my first teacher, the trance medium, would go into trance and wouldn't know who would come through. Spirit would talk through her, and she never knew who was talking through her. And I thought, I never ever want to be like that. But so I just became the healer, and I was happy to do healing. But Spirit kept nagging me every few months and trying to get through, and I would just not know what to do. I didn't know where to put my personality. So till the end, I realized that we are in control. That's another thing I want to share with everyone, that we are in control if Spirit are trying to get through to you, and that you can ask them to deal with you in the best and most comfortable way. So I asked them to whisper in my ear the message, and that was so much better for me. And that went on for years until I met my second main teacher.
And I can see how that can be much more comforting to know that you are always in charge and not turning yourself over entirely to a channel.
Yeah, because you can so easily think they're controlling you and know what they're doing, but sometimes they don't know what it's like to have a human life and go to the supermarket and they're talking to you. It's not right. So you need to close down and only open when you're in service, really.
Yes, absolutely.
So then... Yes.
You also mentioned you're a soul channel. Can you say what that is and how that helps people, what it does for people?
Sure. So after meeting my first teacher, I didn't meet my second teacher till 96. And she channeled angels and masters, and I didn't even know you could do that at the time. And I would go to her every week and spend like 5 hours with her. And the first 3 months, I was receiving wisdom through the guides that were speaking to her. They were masters, and so much love that I would cry because it was so beautiful. And at the same time, this particular soul group she was channeling brought through your twin flame. So I started to understand what twin flames were. And gradually, I thought I was going to learn and receive wisdom. I slowly became like her, and I merged with her and all her guides and her soul group, and realized that that soul group was my soul group. And I ended up becoming a soul channel. And what it gives you is a new perspective of who you are on a very deep level, a soul level, and that you have many aspects of your soul that you're not aware of that are constantly working for God and in service. And they all have names, and this is all you. And you start to realize that part of your soul is angelic and so much more about yourself. And plus, it gives you a feeling of support and love unlike anything I had received up to that date.
Wow.
That's really what it's for. Yeah.
So it really opens us up to the totality of who we are.
Absolutely. And obviously, it's step by step, they do monitor us. The hierarchy will monitor us to see how much we can take on board. And it took years, really, I still don't understand it all, but it took years to absorb it all. And it's a particular soul language. It's very beautiful. And I would just listen to the tapes for hours, just trying to understand what they're saying to me. But the thing really that it helps people to receive divine love, which they don't always receive, and to know that they are truly loved and we are all equal, we're all children of God, and we've come from that place of love, because it's so easy to forget that, and we don't always receive that from human beings.
Wow. So
also it opens... Sorry.
Go on. No, go on.
No, I was going to say it helps open up your latent abilities in its own way. It helped me open up my third eye. I opened up my top chakras, which I didn't really know about till then. And opens up to your angels, your masters, to your God self.
And through all of this, we are basically in charge of how much we want to open up. You said the hierarchy really makes sure that they don't overwhelm us too much.
Correct. But the thing is, we don't know what we're capable of. And yes, we may think we're in charge, but if they want to get through to us, they will get through to us. It's a two-way thing. If they know that you've got a job and you didn't know you had a job, like I didn't know I had that job, they will make sure that you know that you have that option.
Oh,
okay. Because at first, I didn't really want to do it. I never wanted to be a channel. But the main guide, who is a go-between the masters and ourselves, is called Dr. Kruger, but he really is a master. But he comes in as Dr. Kruger and chats with you. I didn't want to channel him. He had an accent. He was Austrian, and I felt foolish because I sounded really weird. But they convinced me, they were quite clever, that I wanted to be in service, and that was my way of being in service. So eventually I allowed him to come through. And then there's children who speak, because each one has a different voice. So the children who speak, they've got this high-pitched children's voice, and I felt foolish then as well. But I gradually got used to it all, because I did want to help people. So that was my way, and still is my way, of helping people.
So it all comes down to whatever our path of service is, to just surrender with it and trust that we are not being misled.
Yes,
now,
and
you,
also to know... Sorry.
Go on. No, go on.
Also to know that you've got a teacher you can trust who's in integrity and sincere and comes from the heart. That's really important too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you also, in one of the books that you wrote, The New DNA. So how did you get involved with DNA activations, and what are they like?
Well, in about 2004, my husband and I were in England, and we went to visit, we went to a conference run by Dr. Todd Overkaitis, and he used pineal gland toning, which is, and sounds, to open up your pineal gland and your DNA. And at the time, I didn't understand what I had to do with the DNA, but he chanted all weekend, and something was triggered in me. And I found someone online who offered DNA activations through the spoken word. So I received that, and I suddenly realized, I do know what this is, and I must have done this a long time ago in some previous incarnation. And so it was very easy for me to open up to offering them, because I was already a channel. And it certainly changed my life, and that's what it's for, in a way, to transform people's lives. And they say wait a year to see how your life has changed for the better. And we're working specifically with the first 12 strands of the DNA, although science only believes in two strands and that we're only using 10% of those two strands. In the DNA activations, we're working with that 90% of the first two strands, and the esoterically speaking, the multidimensional strands are 12 strands. So in a DNA activation, I work with the DNA angels and Akashic record keepers, I call them in, and it activates more of your latent talents and spiritual gifts. It enhances divine youth and perfected health. I also myself use a lot of sound to help activate the DNA. I now have 8 levels of DNA activation, and gradually over time I moved into even higher frequencies that are coming in to the planet, which I call New Earth frequencies or ascension activations. But people who have received level 1 and 2 have reported back that their third eye is more open, or their psychic abilities are more alert, or they're more aware of their life purpose. And someone who couldn't draw at all suddenly became an artist. And another girl who had warts on her hands and couldn't get rid of the warts for years, spent a lot of money trying to heal them, prayed after the DNA activation to the DNA to release these warts, and within a week the warts disappeared. And not only did her warts disappear, but her daughter's warts disappeared. From that,
wow.
I gather that if we are activated, we are activating other people on an invisible level we don't even realize.
Wow. So it's really super powerful.
It can be.
Now,
it really can be. But yes.
Once you get activated, and I keep on thinking of this little 10% that we use right now of our DNA, I know there's a field of epigenetics that is really growing that says in that 10%, through the science of epigenetics, we have the ability to turn genes on or off. And one example that they use is, if you, for instance, have a cancer gene, basically by doing certain things, you can turn that gene off. And it does not in no way, shape, or form mean that you are guaranteed or even have a high probability of getting cancer, because we can control that gene. Now, as far as you working with the other 90%, and activating the DNA, does that activation continue to hold, or does it have to be reactivated, Or, you know, are there things that we can do to keep it open, or things that we shouldn't do that will shut it down?
Well, the first thing to keep it open is to stay positive. To use sounds and chants keep it open, because the cells love sound and vibration. I have done so much work, and I continue to do so many activations because I love it, and it's totally up to the individual what they feel they need, so, and what they feel they're ready for. But anything that you do to find peace in your life is going to help your DNA. And I work very strongly on the emotional component of illness. And in the first levels, I help to clear the emotions in the physical health chromosome. So what the gift that I'm only working esoterically and energetically, I'm not a scientist, I have to emphasize, I'm using it completely intuitively. When the gift that the DNA activations gave me was to be able to count the strands of somebody else's master cell and in the chromosome and receive information back from their DNA of what emotions they're carrying that are less than love. So if you're not well, you're not physically well, there is usually an emotional component I usually pick up on that I try to help release and change to something positive. So the cells receive positive enforcement and encouragement so that you don't repeat the same negative patternings.
And so that's important, that this is a very interactive process, that after it is activated, again, like you were saying, it's important to be positive, to nourish, continue to nourish this activation through sound or by peaceful activities, through meditation, for instance. And that, again, will enhance and keep that DNA activation active.
Yes.
Wow.
And purely with intention, and talking to your DNA to keep it open to receive more of who you are will also help.
Oh, very important. So again, this is the conscious intention that we need to be aware that we can speak to different aspects of our body. And by speaking, that can enhance that part of the body.
Absolutely.
Very much so. Wow. That's a great reminder. That's a great reminder. Would you feel open to leading us in a prayer that may activate our DNA?
Well, I'm going to offer something that I've channeled more recently, which is part of a new activation that comes from the Lady Masters. The many Lady Masters have spoken up to support divine feminine power. But I would like to just add that our DNA is opening up to our fullest potential naturally, because of the vibrations and frequencies now available because of this great paradigm shift that we're in. And so after a few years of offering DNA activations, I realized why I was, in part, because of this great shift. And according to the Mayan calendar, we're at the end of a 26,000-year cycle, and the Hopi Indians say we've stepped into the fifth world cycle of time. And the DNA is being upgraded because of this change. So I'm going to move into just a portion of this latest activation. And I just want to say a quote from the Dalai Lama, and he said this in 2009, "The world will be saved by the Western woman." So this is just to support the Divine Feminine and to help us just attune to something higher that's happening around us on unseen levels. So if you would like everyone to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath, and we're going to call in all the Lady Masters, including Mother Mary, Lady Lakshmi, Kuan Yin, Mary Magdalene, Lady Portia, the Pleiadian Sisters, the many female Masters, and so many more that I haven't mentioned. And just feel them encircling you. Feel them sending love to you. Feel them supporting you. And the voice of Mother Mary speaks up. This is Mother Mary and all Lady Masters. As we hold hands across your globe, bringing through Divine Mother and Divine Feminine energies to all that live on Mother Earth, right to the core of Mother Earth. With our oneness, with our united hearts, with our feminine power, we can manifest anything and everything for the good of all and for the good of you on an individual basis. And we therefore step through as your sisters, holding you in the light, and asking you to make a wish for all that you desire, for your future knowing, for your future, knowing that all Lady Masters are hearing you and helping you manifest all your needs, all that is for your highest good, all that you need to continue God's work. We ask you to tell us everything that you need right now in this moment and whisper in our ears all of that which you need, and we give you a moment to do so. Please know your words are heard. Mother Mary says, "We are all sisters, and as one, we are incredibly powerful. And so we serve the all, and we serve the individual, and we ask that you remember how much we love you and support you. You are forever loved beyond your understanding, and we thank you for all that you achieve, not only for Mother Earth, but for the all. We are with you forever. God bless you."
Wow. That was powerful.
Good.
Just have to take a few seconds to get back from that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jane, so very much for that. What an enlightening session. We just have, unfortunately, we just have a few minutes left. So I want to tell everyone, if you want to, that Jane right now is in the Asheville area running workshops. On a variety of topics, including Ascension and the Angels, and she's doing this through the meetup groups. You can contact her if you want more information about what she is doing and who she is at her email, which is
peaceangels@yahoo.com. That's peaceangels with an S at yahoo.com. She also has a blog, the New DNA blog, all one word, .wordpress.com. That's the New DNA blog.wordpress.com. And Jane, I want to thank you so very, very much for a wonderful, wonderful session. And we so appreciate it. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners?
I just want to send much love and peace for the holidays. And thank you for listening.
Thank you so very, very much. Again, that's Jane Chilks at Peace Angels. Her name, Jane Chilks, and then the email is peaceangels@yahoo.com. And for all the listeners, just remember that you are an alchemist is one who turns everything into love. So during this holiday season, be the best alchemist you can and watch the love grow, both within you and around you. You are the light of the world, so shine on. This is Darlene Soa from Higher Vision Fitness saying thank you for joining us and have a blessed, blessed holiday. Namaste.